In the last 2 years, 22 states in the U.S. have passed legislation banning trans students from participating in a sports team aligned with their gender identity.
But here in the Bay Area, a community of queer and trans people are using skateboarding as a form of queer expression. KQED's Billy Cruz rode around with some of them.
Underneath the Rockridge BART station in Oakland, two worlds are colliding.
It's kind of the perfect place because you have this like queer mecca and you have this skate mecca. It's like, of course, where else would queer skateboarding be?
That's Jackie Cotterill, a skater from Southern California who now lives and skates in Berkeley.
I was obsessed with skateboarding growing up, but I also had this queer identity, and those two kind of felt at odds with each other because when you're queer and you're like into like, I don't know if you want to call it like action sports or whatever, you don't really see a lot of representation for you.
She says the community she found when she moved here helped get her back into skating.
Representation is really important. It's really important to be able to look at someone and be able to see yourself in that person and see a path for yourself.
What was once a male-dominated sport has outgrown the gender binary in the Bay Area. Oakland-based skate collective Unity Skateboards hosts queer and trans skate meetups while making skateboard decks that depict gay love. And their skateboards has a professional skate team entirely made up of queer people. Skater Andy Duran feels like he belongs to a community.
We're a good family. That's the thing that feels really great about the skate scene here. When it's inclusive in the way it is, it feels like a community on its own. And we all feel like one big kind of skate family. And I love that.
But while queer skating is flourishing in the Bay Area, other states are cracking down on the ability of queer athletes to participate in sports.
You know, it becomes a social justice issue because some people don't have the same access to these great benefits that we've been able to demonstrate with research.
Nicole Bolter is a sports psychologist at San Francisco State University. She says sport and exercise is essential for positive mental health, but many queer people turn away from it because of how others treat them.
Part of our society is structured around watching other people participate in sports, having all of our children and adults participate in sports. So for those individuals who aren't allowed or feel excluded from those opportunities, they're missing out on a key part of society.
The idea that other people are judging your skating is what many skateboarders refer to as skate park anxiety. But for Cotterill, the skate park was always the place where anxieties went away.
And I feel like when you're bombing a hill or you're like ollieing a big stair set or something like that, you're not worried about like what your gender identity is. You're not worried about homophobia. You're worried about doing your tricks and you're worried about having fun and expressing yourself on your silly little board.
For these skaters, it's not about doing the gnarliest trick or being the coolest person at the park. It's about pushing forward. I'm Billy Cruz, KQED News.